Today, I have invited Rob Manchin. Rob is CEO of FireGiant and also original owner of Wix Toolset.
Yep.
He will give us an exciting demo of a new tool that creates a Windows Server app based on Apex installer for Nano Server. Hi, Rob. I'm
Hey.
very happy to have you here.
Good to see you again, Suman.
Yeah. Would you mind to spend a few words on yourself?
Oh, sure. So I started the Wix toolset back in 1999. I was actually an employee at Microsoft at that time, and worked on it in my free time for a long time, building installation packages, MSIs in this case, for years and years for all Microsoft and many people. We released the project as open source in 2004, first open source project for Microsoft. That's where a lot of people heard about it back then, and it's continued to grow and grow. I left the company in 2012 to start FireGiant to build a company around supporting, enhancing, adding tooling around the Wix tool set. And so that's what we've been doing for the last few years. And now we've done something a little bit different beyond what Wix has done with MSIs and into this new space in Nano Server with working with you guys.
Great, great. So before Rob do the demo, I'd like to introduce the background a little bit. Traditionally, majority of the third-party customers they deploy their software in MSI package for Windows platform. So this applies to Windows Server as well as Windows Client. However, on Nano Server, MSI is not supported anymore. The only installer available on Nano Server is Apex installer with Windows Server extensions such as NT-Service, WMI provider, Perf Counter, etc. We introduced this new Apex installer during last year, November 2015, Windows Server Technical Preview. I also wrote two blogs on this new installer. One introduced the concept why we do Apex instead of MSI. The other one on how you can create your first Windows Server app using this Apex installer from scratch. So please feel free to check out these two blogs. But we still have heard a lot of feedback, especially for existing MSI package customers, how they can smoothly transition their
Right.
existing MSI package into this new Apex world.
That's right.
So will Wix toolset provide a solution?
So that's where we came in. We saw this as an opportunity to say, you have an investment in your Windows installer and potentially using the Wix tool set. And if so, we were thinking from FireGiant, how can we make it seamless for someone to go from building their MSI to building an Apex package? And then from there we went, you know, you're still going to want to probably build for the Windows servers that are out there, as
Yes.
well as the new Nano server.
Yeah.
And so we went, why don't we make it so you can build both at the same time from the same set of source code without having to do hardly any changes, much the same way that you convert to Nano server for your code. You just go through, do the small changes, and it works on Nano server. We want to do the same thing for Wix.
Wonderful, wonderful. I'm so eager to see the
Yeah,
demo.
you want it? All right,
Yeah.
cool. Let me bring up the code.
Okay.
All right, Shubin. So here's my laptop, nice pretty logo we have here. So what I'm going to do is bring up Visual Studio with an example project that we use that has lots and lots of COM stuff in it, like a COM server with a console app and things like that. I don't really care much about the app, it's just a demo app, but I want to show that it's, you know, complex enough that it has something that could be interesting to convert to Nano server and things like that. So here's the product element, and this is where we're going to do everything to show how we get an Apex package out of it. So the first thing I'm going to do is build just to show that everything works. You know, you always want to show things are working. So here you can see very quickly built my 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 source files into my one COM service setup.msi. All right, we could take this MSI, go install it. It'll install our COM service. That's great. Our goal, of course, now is to make it so that this thing will go on a Nano. Now, assuming the other guys are going off and converting the COM service to run on Nano, what we're going to do is make this so it can install on Nano server. So the first thing we do is we go and add a reference to the FireGiant Apex extension that we were talking about here. Hit add, and at this point, we're now set up to add everything else we need to create an Apex package. So this is an extension, so all extensions live in their own namespaces. This happens to live inside a FireGiant namespace. Here in the FireGiant schema's Apex XSD. Great. So now that I've referenced the extension for my source code, the only thing I have to do now is add the Apex identity, which of course an MSI doesn't have an Apex identity, so we add that from the outside. And this is names we want, so we'll do this as our COM service example. And then because Apex packages are required to be signed. We require the publisher key that will go in here, so we'll just do an example, FireGiant. Now, when I build, you'll see that we now have an Apex package. And that's all it takes to get an Apex package along with your MSI in a build.
Wonderful demo. So let me recap.
Yep.
Hopefully I got this right. Traditionally, you have your source code, and then you compile and build through the Wix toolset, you spin up MSI package.
Right.
Now, we introduce this new FireGiant Apex extension, and you need to change slightly a little bit of the source code.
That's right.
And you can spin up Apex package in addition to the MSI package.
Exactly right. You add a little bit here, no change to your MSI, but you get a whole new Apex package with everything in it, ready to go.
Great. This is very promising.
Yeah.
How about error handling?
Error handling? Should I show you?
Yeah.
Let's go play with our source code and make some errors.
Okay, let's do that.
Okay. All right, so let's jump back in the example exactly where we left off. We've added our Apex identity, so now we're building our Apex package, and everything's all great. So let's go introduce an error. So I happen to know one of the things that Apex cannot handle that the Windows installer can handle is custom user accounts for services. Or in other words, having a service running under your own account. So I'm going to go over to our service, which right down here, and is because I didn't specify one, it's running as local system, which is really common. But let's say I wanted to say this account was actually in the FireGiant service account, which was a user that had to be on the machine before this service was installed. Maybe it was created by this installer or whatever. So I'm going to say, all right, cool. So our service now that we have is no longer a local system. It's now going to be inside the FireGiant service account. When I build, we're going to see that we get errors down here. The NT service only supports local service, local system, or network service. You and I both knew that, but if you're new to Apex and Nano Server, that might be a real surprise. So it's telling me the local server, the custom start account after your service account is not supported. All right, so I could double click on that. It'll take me to my service install element, and I can go about fixing this. So let's say we were like, all right, fine. We're not going to be able to run as our custom account, so we'll run a network service here, do another build, and all the errors are gone. Just like that, directed, everything else. So now you'll get directed such that you can be successful, successfully install your Apex package on Nano right out of the gate.
Thank you very much for this wonderful demo.
Thank you for having us.
You really get a customer a good start with good troubleshooting experience.
That's our goal. That is certainly our goal.
Okay, so if any customers are interested in this tool, how can they contact you?
Oh, right. So the easiest way is to go to firegiant.com. On there, we have a banner that talks about the FireGiant Apex extension for the Wix tool set. That'll take you to a page that will give you a little blurb about what we've, same thing you've hit here, and also how to get into our beta program, where we'll get you access to the tools and you can start experimenting building Apex packages for Nano Server in seconds.
Good to know. So from our end, we still continue to work on this Apex installer.
Yes.
For Windows Server, you can imagine there's tons of work remaining.
Yes,
yeah. So we'll work with you closely if we have new features coming out.
Yeah, we're looking forward to it.
From your side, do you have any future plans that you don't mind to share with us?
Well, we're certainly going to keep up with all the enhancements you guys are planning to do as you go forward, adding more resource types or any other changes you guys make as you go along. For us, we're actually just launched our beta program, and it was just before the holidays, so we haven't had a lot of feedback come in, but we're very interested to see how that comes in, what people think about how this tooling works for them, integrates, and how well the Apex packages come out. And then we're going to go forward. So this is still very early days for us. Mm-hmm. So now's a great time to jump in and like get feedback on how we can best get the Wix tool set to build, not just MSIs, but really good Apex packages for Windows Server applications.
Good to know. Thank you again for this wonderful demo.
Thank you for having me, Zoomin.
Thank you.